Never let a crisis go to waste, said Rahm Emanuel. Especially if it's manufactured, like the refugee crisis. It's got Jewish marks all over it. For with Syria, Iran, and Lebanon threatening a greater Israel, a crisis was needed. So the refugee camps in NATO member Turkey were open, and Europe gets flooded with all those victims of Assad's brutality. It's a crisis to topple the tyrant. Look at all the refugees fleeing Syria, even though most are Iraqis and Afghans. But Assad's not going. He knows the Jewish scheme.
Regardless of the accusation that those refugees are fleeing the Syrian government, what they call it, regime, of course, actually, it's like the West now is crying on the refugees with one eye and aiming at them with the machine gun with the second one. Because, actually, those refugees left Syria because of the terrorism.
Nailed it. Jew-America has been using al-Nusra, a wing of al-Qaeda, to destabilize Syria and force Assad out, then install a Jewish-friendly puppet. That's why Petraeus could easily say last week, let's use al-Qaeda to fight ISIS. Of course, the CIA has been arming the rebels, many of whom joined al-Nusra and ISIS, bringing their U.S. arms with them. But arming one enemy to destroy the enemy of the day only serves to maintain an environment of strife. And that strife is aimed at Assad. For with a manufactured refugee crisis, Jewry's scheme is clear. A Zionist NATO humanitarian intervention in Syria is their goal. But Putin vowed he won't allow it. He wants to fight terrorism, not Assad.
Россия, как вы знаете, предложила безотлагательно взяться за оформление широкой коалиции по противодействию экстремистам. Она должна объединить всех, всех, кто готов внести и уже вносит реальный вклад в борьбу с террором. Так, как это делают сегодня вооруженные силы и Ирака, и самой Сирии. Мы поддерживаем правительство Сирии, хотел бы это сказать. В противостоянии террористической агрессии, оказываем и будем оказывать ему необходимую военно-техническую помощь. И призываем присоединиться к нам другие страны. Очевидно, без активного участия сирийских властей и военных, без участия сирийской армии на территории, как говорят военные, в борьбе с исламским государством, террористов из этой страны, да и из региона в целом, не изгнать. Не защитить от уничтожения, порабощения и варварства многонациональный и многоконфессиональный сирийский народ.
The Syrian army is key to stopping ISIS. Christian, Muslim, and Druze Syrian soldiers from every walk of life are well trained and highly motivated to defend their homes and families. Not like U.S. soldiers whose morale is low and suicides abound. It's time we sweep the neocons out of power who promote these wars for Israel. Neocon groups like Freedom House, National Endowment for Democracy, and Movements.org, all Jewish, continue to recruit activists to create chaos throughout the Middle East. That's why McCain and Blumenthal pose with their al-Qaeda recruit, now turned ISIS commander in Libya. It's all a Jewish agenda. But cracks are forming. Assad is not going, and Putin's one big thorn in Jewry's side.